she called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now we have been talking about really some very interesting and very, I guess we could say, serious type topics here on the show today, because we do want you to feel safe and secure when you're traveling, and especially around health. Right, Dr.?
That's very, very important. I mean, you have to take health seriously. It's no fun on a vacation if you're sick.
That's absolutely true. And our public health departments really can be a partner with us as we're planning our trips and as we are preparing to go on, especially international trips. But they're really a great source of information really for staying healthy, whether you're at home or you're traveling.
They are. I mean, basically, they're the experts in the field, and they coordinate with a lot of various medical facilities. So they give a great source of information, and it's a resource that you should take advantage of.
Well, I agree. We should definitely take advantage of it. And we've done just that for the show today. We want to have a conversation with Dr. Linda Bell, who is a state epidemiologist with South Carolina's Department of Health and Environmental Control. I think she can answer a lot of questions for us about this, the situation.
She's an MD, and she's an expert in how disease is spread and the nature of disease, and also an expert in the field of infectious disease.
And welcome to the show, Dr. Bell.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, we really appreciate it, because there is so much talk right now about traveling and staying healthy while you travel. So we have a couple of questions for you, Dr. Bell and I do. I'd like to jump right in and ask you a couple of them, because how can the public health department help when we are planning for our shots and vaccinations for our trip?
Well, there are lots of ways that health departments can help, and this might vary from state to state, because I do work for the state health department in South Carolina. So there may be many similarities across states, and I would say that one of those is that the health department is very useful in providing consultations about what to be aware of, what to be concerned about, and how to prepare. And depending on the resources of the local public health department, those services may vary from state to state and perhaps even from county to county sometimes.
That's interesting. Can travelers come to a public health department, for instance, to receive vaccinations needed for international travel?
And that's one of the things that may vary. In some places they can. Some health departments do offer international travel services in terms of consultations, but they also make the vaccines available. In other places, they may provide just the traveler's advice and then refer them to private travelers' clinics, per se. So it's helpful to just do a little bit of research. Usually the state health department will have a website where you can go and see what services are available and where they're offered. And sometimes on those same sites, you can get more information that will take you to additional links, like to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC has an excellent page about travelers' health. And I would say that many state health departments use that as a resource when advising travelers. There are also things like, depending on your area of travel, like yellow fever vaccine clinics, and states post where you can get your yellow fever vaccine if that's indicated for the area that you'll be traveling to.
So then can we come to you, though, to find out information about areas that where we are traveling to that might have infectious diseases there? Because I know nowadays, right now, with everything that's going on, people are really concerned about that. So would we come to you all for that, or are you saying that we would go to the CDC and their website?
Well, I would say both, and it kind of depends on the sophistication of the individual in terms of finding information on the Internet. I would imagine that most of what state health departments offer can be found on the Internet, but if you're not somebody who can easily, has the means to easily search for that information, the state health department is a good place to start. And it is a very important point that it's not just general recommendations, but specific information about where you're traveling to, when you'll be going, even what types of activities will you participate in. All of that information, you know, how soon before you travel, are all very important pieces of information in terms of what is recommended for you to protect you against what you might encounter in your travels.
Yeah, I can see that, because I would think as the traveler, we would need to also provide that type of information, what allergies maybe that we have, any personal health, our medical history in terms of what medicines and things like that we're taking, and any previous immunizations that we've had would all be very important information for us to gather and have as we look into really what we need to be concerned about as we're planning a trip and the particular area.
That's right, because you really want specific advice for you. So, you know, sometimes if you go out there and just look for general information, that's what you get is general guidelines. But if you are a more adventurous traveler and you might be having contact that, you know, someone who might stay in a chain motel, a chain hotel or something like that, and will have limited contact with the local food served or with local residents, they have a different level of risk than someone who might really be experiencing the local culture, trying more foods, potentially being exposed to other diseases that you might be isolated from depending on your type of travel. And also how long you're staying has something to do with your risk. If you're just a very short-term tourist, there may be certain things, certain precautions that you do not have to take. But if you're planning on a more extended trip, then certain vaccinations might be recommended because you'll have a longer stay and a potential for other exposures.
You know, that really makes sense, and I can really see how that would be important. So for people who may be going on missionary trips, for instance, where they're really getting out there and getting involved with the local culture and maybe even providing some type of service where they are coming in contact with the local people, that would be possibly a different risk than those people who are staying in the city and just really doing more of those tourist things and visiting the tourist sites.
Exactly, and you might be looking at the difference between somebody who might just be trying the local food and may just need advice about be careful about eating foods that will not be cooked prior to consumption versus somebody who may actually work in a kind of a healthcare setting and have direct contact with blood or may need a certain level of protection that's close to what a healthcare worker might need protection against, like vaccines for viral hepatitis, the hepatitis B vaccine specifically, and other measures about, you know, what to be aware of in terms of having really significant contact with local individuals who may have diseases that don't occur in the United States, mm-hmm. or in fact diseases that may actually occur here, but you're participating in different activities than what you would do while you're in the United States.
That's interesting. You mentioned before that you do a lot of work with the CDC. Are you given alerts, or are they advising you on certain things going on in parts of the world that may affect someone's travel to that area?
Yes, the state health departments work very closely with the Centers for Disease Control, which in turn works very closely with the World Health Organization. And so those public health entities collaborate together in conducting disease surveillance, in developing recommendations for travelers based on our understanding of where diseases occur and who's at risk. And so we frequently consult with and have access to information from the CDC directly as a state health department. But that a lot of that information is also available to individuals. If you just go to the CDC website, you can search on a particular disease of interest, or for travelers, again, the Travelers Health link on the CDC website is an excellent resource. And they can provide very specific information that is specific to the area of travel. And there's information about the types of contacts that you might have. And another resource that is important is also the U.S. State Department provides information about health, but provides other information about, you know, political situations. There are other things that travelers need to be aware of that is not necessarily available through the CDC or a state health department, but the U.S. Department of Health provides very useful information for travelers.
Well, you know, that all of that is really great information, because when we travel, I mean, the last thing we want is to have some problem with our health, and because there's nothing like being at home when you're sick. So we definitely want to take these precautions to heart that you're giving us. And Dr. Bell, we really appreciate your coming on the show and providing really a sense of comfort for us as we move forward with, you know, in these times of travel, when it can be a little bit scary getting out there traveling.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to provide information about helping people to protect themselves and to stay safe when they're traveling. Exactly what you said, the last thing you want to do when you're traveling is to run into any health problems.
Very true. Dr. Linda Bell, state epidemiologist in South Carolina, thank you so much for being on the show with us. And when we come back, we'll give you some tips on staying healthy when you're traveling. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN, back in a minute.